So, common question that comes up is, your wife spends the entire Erev Shabbat cooking, cooking, cooking. You help out a million times, is it going shopping and cooking with her, or whatever it is, or learning Torah while she's cooking, however you help out. And comes the El Shabbat, you get home from shul, and you say Kiddush, you go wash Hamotzi, and you go to take the challahs, and they are freezing cold off of the plata. Plata didn't turn on. Plata died, the timer's not on, whatever, timer's on the wrong time. For whatever reason, your food is not hot. Now what do you do? Can you go to your next door neighbor and ask Jose or Juan to come and help you have some warm food? Or let's say you're about to bring the food to the table, you're picking up this hot, I don't know, chicken soup, you're gonna bring it to the table, and all of a sudden the lights turn off because you set the timer for the wrong time. And you go and ask Jose to help. Listen, we can't see right now. It's a little bit dark. We want to eat. What are we supposed to do? Let's say it's the mikveh. Mikveh El Shabbat. And there's a dozen or so women who are lined up, about to go inside to the mikveh building, and all of a sudden they realize that the lights are off. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Amir la'akum. Ask a goy. Shoot the shoot ma'akum mitzvah. No, there's no mitzvah bigger than this. That having Rabbi Leibowitz said in a different shiur, there's no mitzvah bigger than this, and having Kedushah v'Tahara on Friday night, having Onik Shabbat, having food. So what are you supposed to do? Friday night here, more than one time, I've been here at Minyan, and after Minyan, someone has come and asked Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi, we forgot to turn on the plata. What do we do? More than one time, literally this shaila as I'm walking out during Yigdal. What are you supposed to do? So it's Baruch Hashem for Amafteach, because there's two volumes of Halacha Berurah on Amir La'akum, two whole volumes. I mean, it shows you Rabbi Cohen and Great Neck, Rabbi Avraham Cohen and Great Neck says how shows you how hard it is, how difficult it is, how complicated it is, and how you can't just paskin with your sleeves. And Amir La'akum Shailas, Baruch Hashem is Amafteach, so we can find things a little bit more easily. And he talks about this, and Rabbi David Yosef talks about this. He says Amir La'akum, we know the rule is that you can be make on a shivut a shivut. Makom mitzvah, lighting the candles or the like, is not necessarily a shvut deshvut. Shvut deshvut means two derabanans. One is asking the goy, and two is the thing that you're asking to do is derabanan. Turning on a light, lighting a candle, is deoraita. Even though the Rama is making a makom tzorek gadol, that even on melacha min haTorah you can ask a goy to do it. All the acharonim disagree on the Rama. So regardless, no matter how big your mitzvah is, you cannot ask a goy to do an iser deoraita. That means turning on the plata. That means turning on the lights. Even if it's a sudat chatan nekala, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You cannot ask him to turn on the plata, turn on the lights for you. However, there are a few places to be mekel. Number one is mitzvah derabim. Beit HaKnesset, the lights go off Friday night. There's no light. What are you supposed to do? There's a story from Avadia on Yom Kippur. One year, there was the lights went off, and they didn't. They obviously couldn't turn them on, so they tried to mir ames to a goy. They tried to do a derech remez to a goy, tell him to turn the lights a little darky or whatever, and the goy wasn't understanding. So Avadia said, tell him to turn on the lights. You heard the story. Tell him to turn on the lights. So they told him that. What do you mean, Rabbi? You're supposed to mir ames? He said, no. En amir la akum lechamor. Okay, fine. You didn't get it in remez, so. Okay, if you got it, if you didn't, it's okay. Anyway, so the same thing with the mikveh. The mikveh is Tzorech Rabim. So maybe already when it comes to that, Tzorech Rabim, the mikveh, you can be mekel and shul, you can be mekel. But what about at home? What about at home? So at home, you don't necessarily have deoraita lights. The plata might be deoraita, because it's going to get super hot. But the lights only might, if they're fluorescent lights, they might only be drabanan. So when there's a big machloket, if the lights are deoraita derabanan, shad tzorech gadol, you can be mekel on that as well. Person wants to learn Torah, not necessarily, huh? Is that mitzvah derabim? But if it's in shul, okay, that's mitzvah derabim. And also, if you're afraid that the tzibur will violate yisurim, if the eruv goes down and you need someone to put it back up, it's better to ask the goy to fix the eruv than to let hundreds, thousands of people to violate the mitzvah of the Torah, mina Torah. So it's important to keep in mind, Amir Lakum is not an easy topic at all. There's two whole volumes that were dedicated to it in Halacha Berurah, and he went out of order. He went out of order to put them all together. All the different simanim in Shulchan Aruch where it's relevant, Amir Lakum. And Halacha Lemaaseh, a person's plata does not go on, has to come down here and go to this and put his food on the Svardi Minyan plata, or go to his neighbor in an apartment building. If he's in an apartment building, he has to borrow the plata. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.